Hare Krishna. The biggest battle is not around us, but inside us. We all face situations in life when we have to fight, maybe not physically, maybe not using weapons, but we have to fight with people who have different opinions. We have arguments. Now, sometimes some fights can be really big, where some people are just bent on maybe destroying us. And when there are big battles, when there is a huge amount at stake, then we take that battle very seriously. But still, if we consider the setting of the Bhagavad Gita, in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna was fighting the biggest battle of his life, the war for which he had trained throughout his life, the war for establishing dharma, that was what was confronting him now. And yet it is on that battlefield, and Krishna, he is instructing Arjuna, and what does he tell Arjuna? That kamesha krodesha rajoguna samudbhava mahashano mahapapma vidyena miha vairinam. In 3.37 he says, Vidhi Arjuna, no, enam iha vairinam. Know that these are your enemies. This is the enemy. He doesn't point towards Karana or Duryodhana and say, those are your enemies. Krishna says, who are the enemies? It is the selfish desires inside you. Kamesha, Krodhesha, it is lust, it is anger. These are the enemies that are inside us. And so similarly, you know, even when we are facing big battles in the outer world around us, we need to know that actually the bigger battle is inside us. The biggest battle is inside us. Even when the biggest battles are out, big battles are outside us, how well we are able to perform in those battles, how wisely we are able to fight, how expertly we are able to fight, that will depend on how we are able to resist our impulses, how we are able to process our emotions, how sharp we are in dealing with situations, and all that requires us to win our inner battle. And even when there is no battle outside, still the battle is going on inside. So by recognizing that there is the biggest battle that is going inside, we will give due importance to inner work. The work for illumining our inner territory. Spiritual knowledge helps us to understand what is what in our inner territory. It helps us to identify, okay, this particular desire, this particular emotion, this particular intention, this is my friend. This desire, this emotion, this intention, this is my enemy. And I have to focus on this, I have to resist this. So this way, we can actually move forward. So spiritual knowledge helps us to understand what is to be persisted with and what is to be resisted. And then spiritual practice, such as bhakti, they give us the strength to hold on to that which is to be persisted with and to avoid that which is to be resisted. And thus we can move onward. So sometimes we may feel that when we are doing spiritual practices, there is no excitement in our life. Because we may feel, oh, I am not doing anything exciting. But we should know that the most exciting thing is in terms of the most consequential thing. That which is most consequential, that is actually exciting. And whether we win or lose our inner war, that is going to be most consequential for our happiness. And therefore, if we take it seriously, if we practice determinedly, then we will find that this inner battle, it is exciting because as we fight it, we connect deeper with Krishna. As we win it, we become even stronger in our connection with Krishna. And that is the source of the supreme fulfillment. So, eternal life, ecstatically in love for Krishna, or repeated birth and death in this world. There cannot be stakes bigger than this. By understanding these stakes that are there, we can appreciate the biggest battle within us and fight it wholeheartedly. Thank you. Hare Krishna.